And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Nice to be in the same time zone in British Columbia. And so this is a shout out. Carol, Tessa, Sydney, Lisa, Kyle. Lovely. It's 76 degrees here, Fahrenheit, and we are hot, but my first guests are ready to put on their sweaters, but you'll find out more about that in a minute. It is 3 o'clock, and it is time for Arts Live and Local. Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the old Finnish meat market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And funding for Arts Live and Local is provided in part by River Sea Gallery, featuring original works of art, craft, and jewelry by Northwest artists, open since 1997 in the heart of Astoria's Art District. Special monthly exhibition information available at 503-325-1270 and riverseagallery.com. And a big congratulations to both of my underwriters, River Sea celebrating their 20th anniversary, and Columbia River Coffee Roaster celebrating their 25th anniversary. Yeehaw! And that's the coffee that floats the arts, by the way, because we all know that art saves life, and arts and culture are good for the economy. We'll tell you more about that another time. Right now, I want to welcome my first guests, and I told them they could actually start by playing a tune.
Play a tune? Oh, we can do it.
You can do it.
We can do it.
The Seth Walker Band. And then we're going to hear from them.
In this hotel bar, jukebox playing low, whiskey in my glass, where is all I know? Another night, another flight, another dawning day. All this ever close to me, is a thousand miles away. So long since I've been home again. It's been so long. I know there's something more than this. Oh Lord, take me back to the place that I have missed. Your way, you're not the only one. one. Listen, friend, hear what I say. The men was come undone.
Shake that guitar. All right. Wow. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you very much.
This is the Seth Walker Band. We've got Seth Walker on guitar and vocals, Mile Weeks on bass, and it looks like a perfectly normal bass.
Perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal, whatever that means. That stand-up bass, is that ever normal? But this one is not. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. And Mark DeFlorio on shakers. He's usually on drums, but we're a little restricted in space here, so we got him on shakers, and that was terrific.
Thank you.
So home again. Where's home?
Home is, well, originally I'm from North Carolina. I was born in North Carolina. But New Orleans has been home for me for the last 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I originally, after North Carolina, I went to Texas. I went to Austin, and I was there for 15 years. And then I went to Nashville for about 3 years, and then New Orleans. So kind of like the music research triangle.
Yeah.
if you will.
Yeah. I'm hearing that. I'm seeing that. Now, are the other two of you, do you live in New Orleans too?
I do.
Miles lives in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
And Mark lives in Seattle.
Seattle, that's sort of like New Orleans. Wait, no, wait.
But so, he spent a lot of time.
I lived in New Orleans for a good 12 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you know the beat there.
Oh, you know
but
the
how
beat.
But how do you play together then? Do you join them when they're on this coast? Or?
Yeah, that's what's happening this weekend.
Okay. Okay. And let's tell people right up front, these guys are playing at the Burke in Birkenfeld tonight. Tonight at 7:30. And I have been announcing gigs at the Burke for a while now. But I had never really looked into it until now. I checked out because of you guys, and what a delightful place.
It looks like a good spot.
It does, and people who have played there said it's terrific, and so you can check them out. Best is to just go on over there tonight in Birkenfeld. If you don't know where Birkenfeld is, look at your shoes. No, that's Birkenstocks. look at the computer or wherever you get your map information. So let me check in on that bass since I made such a hullabaloo about it. Do you want to grab the mic? And oh, sweet.
How's that?
He's very tall, but he leaned right down into it. So Miles, tell us why I think this bass is so special.
Oh, it kind of like folds in half back into itself. You take the fingerboard off and it kind of all goes in there for flights and throwing in the back of vans and stuff.
So you put that on an airplane?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And it's a lot safer than having the neck.
It is,
out
and
there.
It's cheaper to travel with. Safer.
Yeah, it's like 49 pounds.
Whoa.
Just underweight.
Just underweight.
So we can go cruising.
That's terrific. Yeah. Really, really. Well, I'd never seen one like that, and I couldn't figure out what they brought into the station. They opened it up and opened up the back of the base, and here comes the neck, and very impressive. And, of course, the sound is terrific. So, wonderful. So, Seth, what is the story? Home again. We got you in New Orleans now. Tell us your story a little bit, because I watched a video and I really enjoyed it. Tell us my story?
Oh, goodness. As I said, I grew up in North Carolina. Both of my parents are classical music teachers. So they taught me cello, a small version of this guy right here.
Oh, you got it,
From, I guess, 4 years old or so.
When did you go astray?
Well, when I went to college and I only lasted 2 years in college,
yeah.
But when I was there, I discovered guitar and blues music and jazz music and soul music, and that's what kind of drew me to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was like a pilgrimage, you know, going to Texas to play the blues. I was a young man, and then through that, just playing gigs. And, you know, down there, I mean, basically could work in Texas, and you would never have to leave the state.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, I had a young woman who grew up in Astoria, who's living in Austin now, playing
It's a great place.
So,
it really got me off the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned so much.
Well, we're going to give a shout out to, I think Austin is a safe place right now, but Houston certainly isn't, and also going over into Louisiana.
Yeah, we're sending them strength and good vibes.
Yeah.
And
And for the musicians, for everybody, but also it's going to be a lot of losses. So.
Absolutely.
So did your parents take well to the fact that you left the classical world? Were they glad you stayed in music?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, hell, they're my biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad kind of has turned in the last 20 years. He started getting into Irish Celtic music and old timey music. So, I mean, he's an old hippie. He's down with whatever, you know.
All right.
But there was probably a time, though. I remember when I first went off on my own and I was like, struggling. They may have one eyebrow might have gone up on them, like,
Did you love music when they were kind of, I mean, your house was full of it. Was it just became part of your life, or did you try to rebel but came back to it?
I didn't really rebel, and it wasn't something that I was, I didn't rebel, but also wasn't like completely passionate about it. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
It was something I'm really glad that I, had it as later in life, obviously, to have that kind of background, classical music background. But when I discovered the guitar, it was something that I found, and it was something that I, you know, could really, you know, not that my parents were iron fisted with teaching me, but I think that's probably why it's stuck with me for so, you know.
About the songwriting?
Well, when I first started playing, I was trying to write songs and, you know, failed miserably, you know, some of those early stuff. I mean, it's always a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't till probably around 2005 or so, 2004, where I really started to pay attention to the craft of it and, and listening to songwriters like Nick Lowe or Guy Clark or John Hyatt or, you know, Even the classic jazz tunes are so beautifully written, and that inspired me to move to Nashville. The song kind of drew me to Nashville.
Interesting, yeah.
And the groove pulled me to New Orleans.
Right. We'll see what's next. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Historia.
Not a bad
place to live.
A lot of musicians have been coming this way.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
True. Well, Miles, I want to know your story, too. Do you come from musical family?
Not so much. My dad played guitar and sung around the house a little bit. But I just kind of got going in public schools in Louisiana.
You said the magic word. You started in the schools. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge proponent of arts and music in the schools.
Very
me too. Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
Well, what instrument did you start on?
As like 10 years old, I kind of wanted to play strings. And so I was 11, and I got going with upright bass.
Really?
All things, yeah.
Wow. Were you tall at that age?
Kind of, yeah.
No, I'm serious, because...
A little bit. They kind of just fell into it and loved it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
good choice.
Yeah.
And then you grew into the...
I grew into it a little bit. Yeah,
that's why you're so tall.
Extend the end.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you don't fall over when you're going on the airplane.
Right.
So.
Right.
And do you write any music? Or?
I do. I like to help people write a lot, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Miles and I have been collaborating as well. We write some songs, some recording we're going to do next year, so... Yeah.
We will
Miles
be waiting for it. We should say that, and we're going to hear one of the recordings, but that piece that we just heard is number 7 on the Seth Walker album, Gotta Get Back, which I'm thinking you're going to hear some of tonight if you get over to the Birkenfeld. But if you can't, like if you live in British Columbia or New York or Paris, or who knows, where should they go to find your music?
Oh, it's, well, SethWalker.com is my website, and I'm, you know, on the interwebs, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. I'm pretty easy to find, YouTube.
So music is your life.
Yes, it is.
And in addition to your having the skills, and obviously if you did classical, you learned to read music, etc., which is...
Yeah, I learned, you know, I learned to read the page. You know, I learned, it's called the Suzuki method.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're familiar, yeah, it's an ear training kind of way of learning. But it was, you know, as you graduate, you start to read. But with the guitar and this music, it's just all by feel, you know, all by heart.
And you mentioned another magic word, heart. So how does the music connect with your heart? And think about it, guys, because I'm going to get to you, too. Mark, don't think you're off the hook.
How does it connect to my heart? Oh, that's a good question. Well, definitely when it comes to songwriting and when I'm playing a song, I know when my heart is not in it. You know, it'll let you know that you're where you're not supposed to be, or you're in, you know, because if I don't believe it, no one else is going to believe it.
So that's kind of interesting. It is so much a part of you that rather than talking about how it's a part of you, you can talk about when you feel it's not a part of you and you have to let that go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
interesting.
So. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's an interesting question. The process of music and the whole, the muse is such an elusive thing. You know, you can't, steer it, you know, you can't, it has to steer you. And that letting go is very important in that process, you know.
It's editing.
Yeah.
Is part of the whole thing.
Yeah, and the balance of leaning into it and also leaning off of it. It's right. All the yin and yang.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job with it.
Well, thank you.
So let me stay with Miles because you've got the mic almost close by. Why music for you? And are you doing music full-time also?
I am, yeah. Play with Seth. Play with Seth most of the time and other artists around that out of the New Orleans area. But yeah, I just love it. And for me, it's like kind of back to the heart thing. It's not just about like connecting with people in the audience, but playing music with people you love. It's like kind of very important to me.
Nice. So. He just reached out and
touched
Seth.
Nice.
That's lovely. Yeah. Also, when I first saw that, when you opened it up and I said, I love the stand-up bass. Not so much the electric bass. but... I was actually almost connecting, which I have for 30 years, with that incredible instrument. It's the vibrations you feel. It goes right into your body as well.
It's fun to play. It's just a big drum with strings on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's alive. That thing's alive.
It's fun.
It's alive. I like it. Well, speaking of drums, let's... swing that over to Mark DeFlorio, and you're the drumman. I love you. Got to see these three guys, folks. They're beautiful and they're quite distinct. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, no.
From one another, of
beautifully
course.
Distinct.
Mark,
yes.
What's your connection with drums? Have you always played drums? Did you used to beat on the table or?
I didn't always play drums. I started in the schools, played flute and saxophone in public schools in Philadelphia.
Nice.
And then I didn't know there was music in my family. I was kind of milling around my grandfather's basement one day, and there were two big drum sets in the basement. And I was
get
like, I came upstairs. I was 16. And I was like, Grandpa, there are two drum sets in the basement. What's the deal? He's like, oh, your uncle was a drummer in college.
For heaven's sake.
And I said, can I have them? And we just put them in the car.
Oh.
And then I never looked back.
That's
fabulous.
You know,
I got in rock bands in high school.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't found them, you might not have picked on drums to be your instrument.
True, yeah. I was actually pursuing saxophone pretty seriously.
But you were
at first.
Yeah, you were into the music, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to rock. Really, that's it. So.
And are you doing music full time?
I am.
You are,
I am
too?
I do a lot of teaching. I have a private teaching studio in Seattle.
And you teach drums?
Drumming.
Okay.
Yeah, teach drums.
Excellent. This is wonderful that all three of you, this is what we need to be able, people need to hear this, that the arts is viable in so many ways, so many ways.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, when you say drums, that means all kinds of percussion, as you were just doing the shakers.
Absolutely, yeah.
We were talking about all those other.
Mainly drum set, but I branched out for
right.
sure.
You have to when you come visit us. So. Okay, well, let's, can we get another song from
Absolutely.
You? Okay.
You know, I was thinking, you know, let's play 2 Feet. Cool. Yeah, we're going to, you're mentioning Houston, and we're thinking about those folks. This is a song that I wrote, it's on an earlier record that I wrote right after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be sending this out to those folks down there.
Left on the ceiling, 8 feet up from the floor. Said they quit barking half an hour ago, and I can't find my way to the door. The weatherman told me better get gone, but I've never been one to roam. I've been here 40 years, the rain will cover my tears. Ain't no other place to call home. Working 40 hours for the city just to pay Uncle Sam. Under 12-foot ceilings in the lower ninth ward is where I took my stand. With 3 feet left to the ceiling, 9 feet up on the floor. Said I quit barking about an hour ago, and I can't find my way to the door. Politicians they'll be here tomorrow. Now what I pay those taxes for? With a GI Bill and Jesus both split for high ground, and I can't find my way to the door. Oh, with 2 feet left to the ceiling, 10 feet up on the floor. Cities on the rooftop, bearing a soul, and I can't find my way to the door. Oh, with 2 feet left to the ceiling, 10 feet up on the floor, sitting on the rooftop, bearing a soul, and I can't find my way to the door.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And thanks for, making a special shout out and doing that. Now, is that recorded somewhere?
Yeah, that's on a record of mine, a self-titled record, Seth Walker record I did a few years back.
Yeah. Well, this one...
Gotta get back.
Yeah, it's also... Now I just put it down, and it's here. Oh, there it is.
He done run away from me.
That's also Seth Walker, Gotta Get Back. The RoyalPotatoFamily.com. Huh.
Yeah, that's my record label, okay. My manager's record label.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to have Brooklyn. The Famous Potatoes here in Astoria.
Oh, yeah.
Group of musicians. And SethWalker.com. Miles, do you have any other recordings that you want to shout out?
Various different songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Various different songwriters.
Andrew Duhon
would be one.
Great
songwriter. The Moorings is a good record to check out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm at a handful of other recordings, but you can probably just go to my website, markdeflorio.com, and they're listed there.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Okay. Well, this is a real treat. We only have 3 guest mics, and
WD-40.
They're on the move. Yeah, they're on the move at this point. But I thank you so much for coming in.
It is our pleasure.
Walker Band with Seth on guitar and vocals, and Miles Weeks on bass, and Mark DeFlorio on shakers, and usually on drums, and. They're going to be playing tonight at the Burke in Birkenfeld, and they have this beautiful new album out, Gotta Get Back, mm-hmm. Seth Walker. It's even got photographs. Who are these people?
That's my family right there. My nice. My father arranged the strings for this album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we had never done that before. This is my 9th record, and I don't know what took us so long to
sweet.
Yeah,
good for you.
It was a beautiful thing for us to do together. So my mother plays violin, and my sister plays violin on the record.
On the record.
And my dad plays the cello.
Wow. So this is a family affair.
Yeah, it really was. It was.
I think that was part of the video
one.
That I saw that was, yeah. You know, kind of almost made me cry. It was very, very touching. And
well, if you want to play a track, I know we talked about playing Way Past Midnight, but maybe if you want to play a track that they're featured on, they play it on Blow and Blow. It's just the 4 of us.
Let's see.
That's the last song on there.
Oh, okay, that's number 12.
Track number 12.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's one that you can kind of get a sense of just a real acoustic, stripped-down kind of thing. It's a song I wrote with Oliver Wood from the Wood Brothers, a good friend of mine.
I'm noticing that you have a lot of people on this on this album, so it's a beautiful album with delight. Oh, God, is that your father there?
Yep, that's my old man right there.
Oh,
what
a fabulous picture.
Yeah.
Just makes you smile. And so did the music today. Thank you so much. I was sitting here grinning. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a great gig tonight.
Thank you.
I'll be on my way to Balkanalia, so I'll miss out. But another time.
You beat on that djembe for us.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The Seth Walker Band tonight at the Burke. And safe journeys back to and
so
around.
Much. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to hear from them, from Seth's album, Blow, Wind, Blow. Do stay tuned. We've got some flamencans coming in. I don't think there's such a word, but we just coined it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Blow, wind, blow, come lift me up, for I have fallen low. Take me where you will, my friend, just blow, wind, blow. Well, I used to fight with all my might,
pushing my way around, thinking I could up and fly, but now I'm headed down. So blow and blow, come lift me up, for I have fallen low. Take me where you will, my friend, just blow. Just hope and pray that it's not too late, for now I understand. So blow and blow, come lift me up, for I have fallen low. Take me where you will, my friend, just blow.
Beautiful. That was Seth Walker and Family with Blow, Wind, Blow. And of course, right now we're asking the wind to stop blowing in some places. Right here, it's lovely and breezy. We're all agreed it's been a gorgeous summer here, and we wish that for everyone. I have a tune for you because from the Winterlings, who are actually playing at the Sou'Wester on the 9th, and let's have a listen, and then I have got Espacio Flamenco here, and they're doing double duty in the neighborhood this weekend.
To the oaks outside my window, long may you live. To dreamers with their tubes of pain and brushstroke canvases. To rooms where people make love and the breath with which they sing. Long may you live. To the smiling Dalai Lama, long may you live. They slaughtered all your people and yet somehow you forgive. To leaves on apple trees performing photosynthesis. Long may you live. To the music in our marrow, long may you live. To the moon that hides in ocean tides and brings the sailors in. To sleep that us wrapped tight in the night's black velvet skin. Long may you live. To
stone. Long may you live to the suicidal poets who use ink as medicine. To the acrobats who try to fly time and time again. Long may you live to the artists of America. Long may you live to the Alabama blacksmith forging horseshoes for his kids. To the little nun from Vietnam who plays a violin. Long may you live to chemists in their lonely lab. Long may you live to surgeons in their bloody shirts and all the hearts they fix. To this impressive planet, may she spin and spin and spin. Long may you live. Long may you live.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the Winterlings. And they come and go quite a bit, for which we are thankful. And they will be here at the Sou'wester. Ah, the Sou'wester. Does that sound familiar? Let's see. I've got my next guests here. Sou'wester, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, we're really excited to be heading over there soon. Right.
These folks, my guests, Brenna McDonald and Montserrat Andries, that's how you say
yes,
it.
Yes, correct.
Okay,
Andries.
Are with Espacio Flamenco, and they have, as I mentioned, they're giving us a double dose. They will be at the Performing Arts Center. You're performing tomorrow night, though, right?
Correct. We'll be at the Sou'wester tomorrow, Saturday night. The Sou'wester tomorrow, Saturday night, and then the Performing Arts Center on the 3rd,
Sunday.
Our
beloved Performing Arts Center on Sunday. And I've got a terrific poster from the Performing Arts Center, and that's at 7 o'clock. Sou'wester is usually at 8, but not sure what time they're putting you on tomorrow night.
That sounds about...
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
And you will have... Who's going to be performing?
We have a flamenco group coming with 4 dancers.
Oh, my goodness.
A percussionist, an incredible singer, and I'll be playing guitar.
And you're all going to fit in the Sou'wester. Oh, you must... I bet you're playing outside.
Well, we were actually here last year, and mm-hmm. we did fit in the beautiful,
in the
large
living room
space.
Oh,
it was really fun, so we're excited to be back.
Great. Well, it's a delightful place, and that is in Seaview, and they have music all the time. As a matter of fact, Espacio Flamenco is tomorrow night. Then Sunday is Cynthia O'Brien and Chris Frimuth, and if that name is familiar... You are correct. That would be Margaret Frimuth's brother. And just keep posted or check them out online to find out their schedule. And who told me about Espacio Flamenco is the Partners for the Pack, of which, for full disclosure, I am a member. And we are trying to protect and defend a beautiful old church here in town that's been a performing arts center for 40 years and is being threatened. And so we're delighted that you folks are going to brilliantize, I don't think that's a word either, but the stage and bring the music and dance. Oh, God, it's going to be gorgeous. That is on Sunday at 7 p.m., Noche Flamenca. Notice the A at the end. So is that legit? Is noche actually a feminine word, or did you do the A because you're all women?
Definitely didn't do the A because we're all women, because we do have one male in our group.
Okay. Okay.
He's our heartbeat. He's our percussionist, Nick
okay.
Hutch.
Okay.
No, but yeah, noche is a feminized word.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. You speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Good. It's good to have somebody here who knows. Cause
yeah, well, Brenna's Spanish in a lot of things is better than mine.
Well, we are so fortunate today. We're having live music with all my guests. So, but before we do that, I would love to hear a little bit about your background and the group Espacio Flamenco. You're here in Portland, which is wonderful, and has flamenco, I know tango went crazy in Portland and in Astoria, I might add, every Saturday night. But what about flamenco?
Well, those are all great questions. The group Espacio Flamenco, each of the members brings a really different background to the group, which is part of one of the exciting parts for us. And I would say that the flamenco community in Portland is small but growing. We're building a lot of great community feeling with regular shows that we do in Portland. Also, it's very important for flamenco to be performed and shared in a live audience, because the performers get a lot of energy from the audience, and it's kind of a crowd participatory art form. So that's just getting better and better the more we perform in Portland. So I would say that it's growing.
Because the audience gets to shout out as well as maybe clap. Although the clapping is an art form.
Is a little bit more complicated, but the shouting, the jaleos, we definitely will be teaching everybody about those at each of our performances this weekend, because it just makes a huge difference.
Yeah, they're very helpful.
Yeah.
So I got to learn the Sevillanos. Yes, did. I did. I took a whole week of flamenco, and that's when I realized that my ankles weren't going to make it. I loved it, though. It's so exciting. It's so exciting to watch, and I'm sure when you're good at it, it's so exciting to do. So Montserrat is one of the dancers. How do you interface? Are you doing sometimes solo duets, or how does it work?
Yeah, we have a really dynamic company, which is really fun. And we have quite a few goals as a company that we're trying to achieve. And Brenna touched on one of them already, which is that one of the first things that we want to do as a company is build community. So not only within other flamenco people, performers, musicians, dancers in the Portland area, but also within our school, you know, just kind of bring people up, which is really fun. And then on stage, one of our goals has been to really allow space for each of the performers to nurture themselves and our own personal growth. We all have different strengths and areas that we want to improve on. And so the company really allows for that to happen in terms of the way that we develop our season and the things that we get to work on and rehearse. And so in this show, there was a piece that was choreographed by one of the other dancers that I have been really fortunate to perform as a solo for many months, but we switched it up for this show as an example to make it more of a company piece with two of the other dancers. And so that just shows a lot of the dynamic. Like, we build community by teaching each other material. We allow the nurturing of the solo performer, but then we can also kind of switch things up according to what we need for different shows and do something like perform it as a group piece. So
this is wonderful. Now, two questions. You mentioned school. What does that mean? What are you referring to?
We have a school in Portland. It's underneath the Hawthorne Bridge. So, you know, it feels really legit. You have to go by the train tracks and go to the dance school.
On the west side.
It's on the east side. Southeast side. Southeast.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have Brenna teaches guitar classes. We have in a different space, but somebody that teaches singing. We have the dance students, of course, and the percussion for hands.
How long has this been going on, the school?
That's a good question. maybe about 5 years, but we've finally settled on the name Espacio Flamenco about 2 years ago. I'm bad with dates. It's been a blur. It's been a great time.
I want to hear some music, and then I want to, but I want to hear some more about this because dance is my passion. So this is so exciting, and I did not realize. I mean, I could have read more, I'm sure, but it's more exciting to have you tell us about it exactly, and everybody can hear. Yeah. And the other thing is, a lot of folks assume that or presume that the dances are pre-choreographed, that particular music goes with a particular dance. Mm-hmm. So my question is, you've already answered most of it there, but how much, if any, improvisation is there?
Ooh, that depends on the skill of the dancer.
Flamenco is an improv-based art form, but it's hard for people to understand that. What happens is the dancer typically comes with an idea of what she's going to bring to the table, but she or he is also a musician. So as we start, we start out, things start to change almost immediately each time we perform a piece. Maybe the stage was longer and it took the dancer longer to arrive to where they were ready to get to the next piece of the, so the musicians then are watching for these cues. Also, the pieces are, it can be long, you know, we have solos 10, 15 minutes long. And as a musician, that's that can be very hard to memorize if you're performing with different dancers each week. So, a lot of times as a musician, I'm waiting for the cue to take me into the next spot. And I don't really have the sequence of the dancers dance entirely memorized. So things are changing quite a bit. Maybe the dancer gets tired and had an idea of what sequence they were going to do, but they might cut it short, or they might get inspired and add, if they get enough jaleos, oles from the audience, they might add something even more spectacular than what they had planned on.
You, as the musician, as one of the musicians, would be watching very carefully, listening.
Yes.
And I think you said the dancers are also musicians. Is that because they're doing the percussion?
They're doing percussion, and they're kind of, they're leading us. They're so they're required to be really on point rhythmically and understanding what the singer is doing so that they can then respond accordingly. But it makes just about the most exciting thing I've ever been a part of because, you know, sometimes if you're in a band, you're repeating the same song and sure the dynamics change. But, you know, once you've gotten to your 5,000th repetition of that song, you know, how can you keep that excitement for it going? Well, time we meet, every time we rehearse, every time we perform, it is completely fresh and it is just, it's incomparable.
Right. So, I'm going to have you play a song and you'll tell us about it, but also you said it's the most exciting. So I'm thinking you've done other kinds of music before.
Yeah, I've played in bands as well. From punk to flamenco pop, you know, I've played in bands, and I love going to concerts, and I appreciate that work as well.
Great. Well, do you have your guitar ready?
I do, and I'll play a solo guitar piece. It's called Solea. It's thought to be kind of one of the original styles of flamenco. So it has kind of a somber mood that I'll bring.
And flamenco originates in
Southern Spain.
With which people?
That's a really good question. The thought is that it belongs to the Roma Gitano people of Southern Spain, but it's very widely studied where all the different influences really come from. So we can say that there are pieces that come from Asia, the fan, the shawl. There are pieces that come from Africa, a lot of the rhythm. There's a lot of polyrhythm. There are pieces from the Americas. Mm-hmm. So it's I wish that I could think right now of a different term, but I'm going to say it. It can be kind of seen as a melting pot of cultural musical
well,
traditions.
While you get your guitar, I'll just mention that where I'm going to be is called Balkanalia, which is a Balkan music and dance camp. And actually, this weekend, one of the instructors is going to be teaching the dance of the Roma people.
Oh, awesome.
And so all of that, everything you've just said, yeah. which is considered a different dance form, and yet you can see how it yeah. all blends together, comes you, together, influences.
Yeah. No one was in isolation. You
Absolutely.
Know? So everybody got to feed off of each other artistically right. and creatively.
Right. It's and did really you, did you, Montserrat, have dance training?
Oh, you? Yes.
Yeah.
There's been many, many years of dance training. I started dancing flamenco. I've done other dance forms, but I started dancing flamenco in Chicago with Wendy Clenard, and then decided I want to take my studies to another level. So there's the only university that has flamenco as one of their dance majors mm-hmm. is in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh.
And there's a big family there that has a conservatory of dance and the dance at the university. So I went to study there. And then I found my way up to Portland with all these wonderful people and
did you,
continued.
Do you find that your academic training has helped what you've done?
Yeah. I mean, I think any new bit of information that you can give yourself, you know, I think most artists and most musicians find that some level of theory and some level of technique can be really helpful in allowing you to tap into your expression. You know, because sometimes you can have an idea of what you would like to do, but you just don't have the skill quite mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. make that happen the way you would want. And I mean, we've all met also incredible people that have not had any formal training that just blow our minds, right?
But of course.
I think that they're the exceptions as artists. Mm-hmm. They're like, to me, they're like the artists' artists.
Every once in a while I hear someone say it's better without any kind of mm-hmm. training because totally. That would kind of squash me.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, for the most part, I'm thinking most people who feel very strong about their art form can take in what they want mm-hmm. and let go of what they don't
yeah.
without getting
yeah.
you know, color in the lines. Mm-hmm. So let's hear some music. My guest is Brenna McDonald from Espacio Flamenco. And they are playing tomorrow evening at the Southwestern in Seaview, and then Sunday at the Performing Arts Center, that's 16th and Franklin in Astoria. And I highly recommend this. It's going to be fantastic shows. Okay.
Thank you.
this. Huh, how did we sit still, Montserrat?
I know, that's how I feel every time.
That was amazing, yes.
We love rehearsals for this very reason.
folks, you can hear more of that and see the most exciting dance there is, flamenco dancing is, in my humble opinion. Tomorrow night at the Southwester, and then on the big stage at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, and that is at 7 o'clock on Sunday, and that my guitar player is Brenna McDonald, and my dancer, notice the my part, I've taken you in, Montserrat Andres, and Lily Last is out there soaking in the rays while calming down from being on the road. Thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful time. We look forward to this weekend and many more to come.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet.
And keeping live radio.
Okay, thank you. You bet. Right. I do want to let you know, folks, about a couple of things, including the fact we were talking about the academics in the arts. Well, we have, I wouldn't exactly call it Harvard on the Hill, but Clatsop Community College. And we are urging you to sign up for the fall art, writing, and music, ceramics, graphic design, painting, drawing, literature. We've got a fantastic staff there. Nancy Cook's going to be teaching poetry Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Folks, if they don't get enough enrollment in time, the classes might cancel. So go to clatsopcc.edu to register. Check it all out. And you can always cancel before the end of the first week. There's never a cost. So do sign up and keep the arts going in this town, in the college as well. Tonight, the Coaster Theater, and all weekend, and then Astor Street Opry Company, it's their last, they're going till the 9th. The Coaster, it's the last weekend. Jazz at Winecraft, and Il Waco Art Walk is tonight with reception for Wally Mann and David Campiche, who was my guest a few weeks ago. Portal to the Pacific Coast, and The Adrift has Hollis Peach. If you were lucky, you heard them on Albert's show this morning. The Burke, as we said, is Seth Walker Trio, and then they have music ongoing. Chinook Arts Festival, that's all tonight. Tomorrow, Astoria Armory has a heavy metal concert.